to me.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministry of Creative Economy is encouraging cross-sector collaboration to strengthen the national music ecosystem so that economic turnover in the art industry continues to increase, and in turn, the creative economy could become a new engine of growth. This was said by Deputy Minister of Creative Economy, Iren Umar, said in a press statement received on Tuesday. Trade Minister Budi Santoso has emphasized that the circulation of imported second-hand clothing poses as a threat to the domestic textile industry and micro, small, and medium enterprises. This was stated by Budi in Bandung, West Java on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Besok sampai selamanya, kita buka mata bersama, melihat pagi yang berbeda dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang. Kini setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, tiga hari lah paling lama. Tak semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati ini. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya. Siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku punya. Bapa beri restu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dia jadi pacarku, sombong pastiku. Woohoo!
Jika dia jadi pacarku, akan ku banggakan.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, ngetop aku ikutan.
Hanya tak dah bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya, berat rasanya.
Dia berada kau di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kau ada dirinya dalam layar kaca.
Oh, apakah mungkin seorang biasa
menjadi pacar seorang superstar? Jika Raisa jadi pacarku,
Raisa, yo Raiso.
Jika Dian Sastro pacarku,
turun berat badanku.
Jika Kiki Saputri pacarku,
bakal abis lu di roasting.
Jika Vincent Desta pacarku,
hey, itu kan dua orang.
Enak gak boleh.
Hanya tanpa bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya, berat rasanya. Dia berada di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang superstar?
Mungkin, tak mungkin.
jauh di sana dan aku di rumah memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang siapa? Jauh di sana dan aku di rumah memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar Selena Gomez? Mungkin
menjadi pacar Jimin dan Jungkook.
Ya mungkin menjadi pacar Kim Kardashian.
Ya mungkin
menjadi pacar seorang superstar.
Jelas gak mungkin.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenden, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young farmer. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
tentang katulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta.
Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Afternoon VOI listeners, welcome to Afternoon VOI Talk, and today we bring you a story of resilience and diplomacy, the mission to save 9 Indonesian crew members who were stranded in Mozambique for almost 10 months. What challenges did they face, and how did Indonesia's diplomatic mission work to bring them safely home? To share more on this, we are joined by Bapak Chandra Negara, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Indonesia to the Republic of Mozambique. I'm Unika, and this is VOI Talk. Hello, Bapak. How are you today? Hello, Pak. We cannot really hear you. Maybe you can unmute the mic first.
Can you give me 20 seconds, I will ask them to stop taking word. Wait.
Okay. VOI listeners, the ambassador, Bapak Chandra, just asked us for 20 seconds for a bit of technical interruption, if that's okay. Spot aja ya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese.
Okay, VOI listeners, we are back on the afternoon session. How is it, Pak Chandra? Is everything okay now?
Everything is okay, Alhamdulillah. We can go.
Alhamdulillah.
Unika, I thank you very much.
Okay, let's start over.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, we are very glad to have you here with us, Pak. How are you today?
I'm good. Everything, Alhamdulillah, is good. It's getting a bit warmer here because we are going to for a summer after winter.
Okay. It's glad to finally have maybe a great season there.
Okay. Inshallah.
Bapak Chandra, could you explain how 9 Indonesian crew members came to be stranded in Mozambique for nearly 10 months?
Okay, thank you. First is that these 9 Indonesian seafarers are part of total crews, 12 of the total crews of Gas Falcon. It's a tanker owned by a British company, but they are sailing with a Gabonese flag. It was previously transporting liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, through Mozambique area. But in October 2024, the ship, the tanker, Gas Falcon, was not permitted to leave the area of Beira Port to financial difficulties experienced by the tanker owner, an Italian citizen named Federico Carreri. When we received the information in January 2025, so 3 months after they were not permitted to leave the port, we were informed that the tanker and its cargo have been pledged as a collateral pursuant to a decision by the Beira Maritime Tribunal pending the fulfillment of the tanker's owner financial obligation. Since then, the tanker has been anchored approximately 4 nautical miles from the Beira port in Mozambique. It's a southeastern part of Africa. We first received their request from the crew to assist them with their salary. They have not been paid since October 2024. Alhamdulillah, we were successful in asking the owner of the tanker to fulfill his 3-month financial responsibility. So they were paid. Their salaries from October, November, December were paid. And now, it turned out that the owner has not paid the crew salary from January to August, perhaps in the total amount of $260,000. In addition to that, unfortunately, the owner is unable to support the logistical support to the crews. That is the situation. So all of the 12 seafarers on a Gas Falcon is now facing a very dire situation. Not only the problem with the logistics, food, diesel, but also more importantly is the their psychological situation, because not only they could not move for the last 10 months, but they are also thinking about the welfare or the well-beings of their families' home, be that in Pakistan or in Indonesia, because the family, they receive nothing from the owner of the ship.
And as the Indonesian ambassador to Mozambique, what immediate steps did the embassy take to support them during this difficult time? Yes, you assist them in talking and also diplomating with the company, but what other immediate steps that you took?
We have established communication with the local government, the Mozambican government, and then with the port authorities in Beira port, and then the owner of the ship. We try to mediate the problem. We encourage the owner, Mr. Federico Carreri, to fulfill all the obligation, because by international maritime law, it is the obligation of the owner to fulfill all the needs of the seafarers while they are on the sea. So, but up till now, that's the thing that we are trying to convince him that he needs to send the logistical support. A problem is the authority of the to deal with them, because they are the one that all of their actions should wait for the decision of the Maritime Tribunal of Beira as well. We are trying to send message to local authorities to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mozambique to help them dealing with the local authorities in Beira. Beira is around, it's about one hour and a half flight from Maputo, from the capital. And then we are trying also to mediate the their relations, the crew relation with the sending agent. It's a company in Indonesia on how to resolve the problem as soon as possible. What we believe at the embassy is the best thing to do now is for the Indonesian crews to sign off, to disembark, disembark the tanker and return to Indonesia. But at this very moment, our main concern is the welfare of the crews on the tanker. We have a WhatsApp group to coordinate all the effort that consists of the crew on board, and then our directorate for the citizen protection at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as well as our staff at the embassy. Now, the last thing that we heard from them this morning is that the logistical support that we sent to them, so because last week the owner gave up the effort to send the logistical support, so it was our embassy, the government of Indonesia, we send money, we send the financial assistance to the agent in Beira to support them with the food, with the diesel, and fresh water, so they can stay until today. Hopefully, the logistic will still be fulfill their needs until the next 6 days.
Yes, yes. Hopefully, that their needs will be, you know, supplied. And it's very nice to know that the Indonesian embassy is taking serious steps up until creating a WhatsApp group to coordinate. That's very good to hear. And from your perspective, Pak, what were the biggest challenges that delayed this preparation?
We have to take this into seriously, but Eureka, because it is, we have 9 lives that we have to take into serious consideration on board. We have 9 Indonesian. We have to think to take everything seriously here. At this moment, at this very moment, the main challenge that we have here is the owner of the tanker. He has to fulfill his obligation to solve the problem. The Beira Port Authority has all the crew documents. The authority only permits the crews to disembark as long as there are new crews or replacement crew to replace the Indonesian crews. By international maritime law, a ship in international water cannot be left empty, can be left without any crews. So the owner has to prepare the replacement crews. If not, all of our effort is only focused on how to keep them alive, how to supply the logistical need of the crews on the tanker. That is why on this very critical moment, we've been trying hard to convince the owner to provide the replacement crews as soon as possible, because we can only stay with the Maritime Tribunal of Beira, that all of the crew can be replaced, can disembark once the replacement crew is ready.
And from the explanation that you just gave, it seems that the owner is a bit uncooperative, we should say. But how has the embassy experience working with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and also local authorities in Mozambique, just like you mentioned, in Beira? And how are the effectivity and also the collaboration that's been working on with them?
As I mentioned, we have a WhatsApp group with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs We have a very close coordination, and I can say that we are under the guidance of our Ministry of Foreign Affairs to resolve this problem and bring our seafarers home as soon as possible. We have a WhatsApp group. We have our standard operating procedure in this kind of issue, protecting our citizens abroad. Yet we are of the belief that our Directorate of People's Protection, Indonesian Protection Abroad, in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has also vast experience with dealing with this kind of specific issues, and is dynamic. And in addition to that, we are also asking our embassy, the ministry and our embassy here in Maputo, we ask our embassy in Rome to talk directly with the owner of the ship. So we ask them to encourage the owner to undertake his responsibility on the welfare of the seafarers, our Indonesian seafarers, and as soon as possible disembark them and bring a new replacement cruise. We are ready, actually, the embassy, the ministry, as well as the sending agency in Indonesia, to bring our seafarers home right after they have been disembarked from their ship. We have prepared all the necessary measures how to bring them home as soon as possible.
Thank you so much, Pak Chandra, for sharing your insights and also experiences with us today. Thank you so much, Pak.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This case reminds us of the vital role of diplomacy in protecting Indonesian citizens abroad, wherever they might be. The mission in Mozambique reflects not only the challenges of international cooperation, but also Indonesia's strong commitment to safeguarding the welfare of its people. I'm Unika. Thank you for listening to this afternoon VOI Talk.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kilauan samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Lalu sama
kau aku
Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenden, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young farmer. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Thank you. Wulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Wulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Padakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Mungkinkah
masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu, tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Sekarang janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai kesorot dua kali saya tanyain enggak bela-belo itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dirubah.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flow into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Sekitar 5 hari.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo